Now, another thing we thought, well, if all those clinical risk indexes identify different patients as being high risk, then maybe if we would use all these different clinical risk indexes and a patient would be concordant low risk according to Agifond Online, there we used the 89% 10 years survival as the cutoff, and low risk according to Sangalan and NPI, then does MammaPrint add any prognostic information to this group? Or is a patient then so low risk that you know that you don't need to give any adjuvant systemic therapy? Well, even in this concordant low risk group, you can see that the good risk MammaPrint patients have about 100% 10-year survival, while the poor risk MammaPrint patients have less than 90% 10-year survival. And maybe for this group, you would still like to advise some form of adjuvant systemic therapy. And this study was based on a database of over 1,000 patients with a MammaPrint result, and we only extracted the data from patients who did not receive any adjuvant systemic therapy. And then for the patients who had the discordant clinical risk indexes, the MammaPrint is maybe most informative because good risk MammaPrint patients have close to 90% 10-year survival, while poor-risk MammaPrint patients have really low 10-year survival, estimates about 60%. But for the concordant high-risk, concordant clinical high-risk patients, the MammaPrint does not add any information anymore because these patients already have a quite poor survival, at least less than 90% 10-year survival. So you would always advise both chemotherapy and endocrine therapy. So in this group, concordant clinical high risk, we think MammaPrint does not add anything.